I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Relief aid is pouring into the Philippines, but it's not reaching everyone. More than 500,000 people were affected by last week's 6.9 magnitude quake in Cebu Province. A3's Herman Moldez says damages to roads and infrastructure prevent aid from reaching mountain villages, but local pastors are responding wherever they can.
Most of the time, this is an opportunity for people to start thinking about the relationship with God. The Philippines is a very religious country. It's predominantly Catholic. So it's an opportunity to really help them understand what the gospel means.
So pray for the coordination of aid deliveries so that people in remote locations can get the help they need.
Pray for the pastors that they may know how to minister and guide them. And the Lord will use this as a means to create spiritual revival in the lives of people.
And there's an unseen enemy claiming over 700,000 lives each year in suicide. In the Middle East and North Africa, that struggle is heavy. And it's vital to walk alongside those who struggle. Joe Willie from Sat7 says,
Sat7 has programs that will address suicide, disability, things that are at best really uncomfortable culturally, but often just ignored.
In many of these cultures, doubt and fear are met with religious devotion, while the honor-shame aspect makes vulnerability hard. But the message of Jesus offers healing and hope.
It's all rooted in the idea that every man, woman, or child is made in the image of God. And life is a gift, and God has purpose for each life.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.